Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Small Steps for Better Health podcast series. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in marketing at North Mississippi Health Services. And today we are on small step number 2. So we're going to talk today about building more activity into your daily life. And so this is really our first step. Last week we talked with Dr. Lakeisha Chisholm about what Small Steps for Better Health was going to be and on figuring out your baseline blood pressure. And so this is really our first small step that we're going to take to start improving our health. And joining me today is Emily Bell. Emily, thank you so much for being with us today. We're so glad you're here. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. And I appreciate the invite. Emily Bell. I am from Iuka, Mississippi. Been with the hospital system since 1991 and the wellness center since 1997. And so I work at the Iuka Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. And just got a phenomenal area up in that region, and just love the members and getting to keep them healthy and just having a great time.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, so when we think about starting to exercise or starting to move more, it can be really overwhelming because I think the influencers on social media would have us believe we need to, you know, spend 2 hours in the gym every day to be healthy. And we know mm-hmm. that's not true. So first, I just want to start with, you know, instead of trying to find the perfect workout plan or finding 2 hours to go to the gym every day, let's just start building a little more activity into our daily lives. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, that scenario of being overwhelmed happens to the best of us. And what right. I mean by the best of us is the ones who our career revolves around exercise and wellness. Right. And I was even looking the other day something up for a client, and it is absolutely overwhelming.
It is.
And one of the good things about our wellness centers or having a contact is we get to decipher a lot of those modalities
yes.
that individuals are looking for. So, mm-hmm. you know, some ways to start incorporating, number one, trying to decide what your goal is.
Right.
If you are absolutely motivated to start triathlon training, mm-hmm. or you just need to start a exercise program.
Right.
It's great to have big goals, but we need to be realistic about those. So
right.
a lot of times when I'm sitting down with clients, I go through their lifestyle, their
right.
daily activities from the time they step feet on the floor mm-hmm. to the time they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a lot of insight as to whether they are active,
right.
whether they have a sedentary job
mm-hmm.
or a sedentary lifestyle.
Right.
They can still be retired or maybe not in the workforce,
mm-hmm.
but they could still be sedentary.
Right.
And so just getting that individual to realize what 5 minutes to 10 minutes on an hour
mm-hmm.
could do in a day's time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for instance, we all have to go to Walmart. We all have to go to the grocery store. We can park a little bit farther away.
Yeah.
As long as our physical limitations allow that.
Right.
We can get in those extra steps.
Mm-hmm.
Just today coming in, you know, I took the steps. And
right.
I always try to. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little breathless when I get up. But that's good.
Right.
You know, instead of taking the elevator. The elevator's there for the use,
mm-hmm.
but I could incorporate that time to get those steps in because I had been driving, you know, an hour.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I guess we should back up and start with not the dangers because I don't want to sound scary, but, you know, if you know, like me, I work at a desk most of the day and a lot of people do. And like to your point, even people who are retired might be sedentary. So mm-hmm. sitting in their chair or on their couch or in their car, you know, we spend a lot of time sitting. So can you just talk a little bit about the effect that would have that has on our health?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It can happen very quickly
mm-hmm.
in a sense from a individual. For instance, somebody who is on a regular exercise program,
mm-hmm.
they miss maybe a week's time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most common phrases I hear is, oh my gosh, I've lost everything. And what they mean is it's a little bit harder to get back into that routine, and they really didn't realize what a consistent activity program did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when an individual is starting out, they want to be conscious of what their physical limitations may be, sure, what their physical abilities may be. And at first, when starting anything, we're really gung-ho.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And, oh, I want to start an hour program. I want to lift the max weight. Mm-hmm. I want to do the max cardio. And then we don't see them for 3 or 4 days because right, they're extremely sore and right, they've had a bad experience.
Mm-hmm. Or they're worn out. I mean, they just, right, you know, too much on them at one time.
Right. And I always practice and remind people, it costs nothing to ask professionals.
Right.
Meaning, for me, my advice is open to anyone at any time.
Right.
And we deal with the medical side of fitness, which means we specialize a little bit more with medical entities, disease, diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure, arthritis. Mm-hmm. We get individuals coming from physical therapy who want to continue their mm-hmm, exercise program. Mm-hmm. So one of the big comments I get is, you know, I feel safe because I know you all have prescribed a good exercise program.
Right.
And I always err on the side of caution. Exercise is a subject that is a progressive program.
Right.
Which means where I am 3 months from now in my exercise program is not where I started at today.
That's right.
And a lot of times, again, you go back to the social aspect of it, of looking online, mm-hmm, and it's, oh, yes, let's start out
try
with
this new thing.
Yeah, with an hour of HIIT cardio and
that's
intensity,
right,
and that's just not made for the average individual.
And definitely not for a beginner.
Right, right.
You know, there's also the danger of comparing yourself to other people. If you do go to the gym and you see, you know, the guy or girl next to you that looks really strong and healthy, and you're like, well, let me go do what they're doing, but you're not at that level yet.
Absolutely.
And you might end up injured. So, yeah, to your point, listening to a trusted professional is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, everybody's motivation is different.
Right.
We all find motivation in other people, and that is great.
Sure.
We have to learn how to decipher it for our own individualness.
Mm-hmm.
And I get motivation from my friends. We are in a run group. And, you know, used to, we were diehard. Oh, let's get the half marathons. You know, we're 2 days a week and every weekend we do the long run. Now it's turned into more of a socialness because we need each other.
Right.
But we're also being active.
Yes.
So I tell individuals that wellness is not just activity, it is also the social aspect of it, it's the spiritual.
Yes.
And now there are so many options to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Walking is one of the absolute greatest
right,
things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Most individuals have streaming services within their home or on their phone. They can look something up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's great to have a friend or an expert to say, hey, I want to start this. What do you think about this?
Yeah, that's great.
So, yeah, there's ways. You know, sometimes we need to get in our silly box is what
sure,
I call it, and turn some music on maybe.
Yeah.
Just dance.
Mm-hmm.
We just get in ruts.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's a really good point that, like, you know, going back to So first of all, if you're listening to this and you already are a member of the Wellness Center and exercising and you have a good routine, that is great. Keep that going.
Keep it up.
Keep that going. Don't go backwards. But, you know, this small step of building more activity into your daily life is a great tip for beginners. So for someone who's not working out and just doesn't know where to start, this is a great place to start. You know, parking a little farther from the door, taking the steps, doing a 5-minute dance party with your kids, you know. But that can also be good for people who are already exercising, you know, adding in. Because, you know, for me, I sit at my desk all day and I try to actually exercise after work sometimes. But, you know, just sitting at my desk all day, I get stiff, my shoulders get tight. So just setting a timer every hour to get up and take a lap around the office, you know.
Right.
So this tip is beneficial for people really no matter where they are in their fitness journey.
Yes, and so many times too, we go hard in our exercise program. We go hard in life. We go hard with what life gives us.
Right.
And there's nothing like a good old 15-minute, 10-minute walk outside with
yes,
nature. again, getting in that silly box, telling ourselves, oh, I've got to get out of that routine.
Right.
I have actually coached individuals to where we step back and take the smallest of steps of packing the exercise bag the night before.
Yes.
And I am a huge believer and promoter of what can I do today to help tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what that basically means is, before I go to bed at night, can I get my tennis shoes in my bag to put in my car so I will not have any excuses if at lunch I can go to the park and walk or I can go to the closest track or I can go within the hallways maybe where I work or the parking lot.
Right.
Can I, and of course the whole nutritional side is a whole other story.
Right.
But again, what can I do in that area to prep for today?
That's really good.
Are my exercise clothes clean?
Yeah.
And so we even coach to those levels because, again, it is a new endeavor, and we adults are very set for routine, and we don't like change.
Right.
And something as easy as taking a few minutes to get those clothes ready at the start of the day may not be easy because we never know what our morning evening routine is going to bring. So,
and when it comes time to exercise and you realize you forgot to pack your shorts or you forgot to pack your tennis shoes or whatever, then it's really easy to be like, well, I'll just try again tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. You know, another big thing I push, and there's actually a book out there, I'll Start Again Monday, or I'll Start Monday. I tell everybody, do not start Monday.
Right.
If it's a Tuesday and you're ready to start Tuesday afternoon, go. Wednesday, go. If you can't meet with a professional or get all your ducks in a row, so to say, go do what you can.
That's right.
Go walk. Find that 5-minute dance video. Turn on that song. Get prepared in other ways so that you can start when you're able to start.
And I think you'll see, you know, doing things like these like little small steps that we're talking about can really energize you and make you feel better and make you feel motivated when it is time to take that next step and start a true exercise program or exercise a little more.
Absolutely. I have taught for many, 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 many years what we call active agers.
Okay.
It started out as a arthritis foundation class, and going forward, the exercises are still safe enough for anyone who has arthritis, but it is for any population. And it is absolutely amazing what just some range of motion exercises do for we individuals on a daily basis. And what I mean by range of motion exercises, for instance, any joint that we have on our body, what is that range of that joint? Reaching up into the cabinets, sitting down and tying our shoes, bending forward to tie our shoes.
Yes.
Turning around and looking behind to pull out of a parking space.
Right.
Can't always, you know, rely on those backup cameras.
Right.
But these are things that when we're younger, we really don't think much about.
Totally take it for
granted. But as we age, and age comes quickly, we realize, oh gosh, I'm a little stiff, or that repetitive job we have, gosh, my shoulder is really bothering me. But exercise can help in all of those areas.
That's a really good point that, like, when we think about exercise, I think a lot of us really think about, you know, the six pack and the muscles and the being skinny or like whatever. And really, that's great. If that's a goal that somebody has,
absolutely,
that's great. But it's really about health and being able to do the things we want to do and being able to get down on the floor and play with our kids or grandkids or be able to put our own groceries up.
You know, it is.
That
quality
just
of life.
Daily life is what we're really chasing.
Yes, quality of life. And again, there is something for everyone. That's why the exercise industry is a $1 billion industry. The health and wellness industry is just all about money. You know, I was looking through my email a day or so ago, and I try to keep the emails clean and structured and orderly, and I look through, and because I do look through a lot of information and try to stay up with the latest and greatest, I get so many emails. And again, that this is my career, this is a lot of my habits, but each one of them has the same message in a different way.
Right.
And how does that apply to me? That's what I always ask.
Right.
I look at a program and think, yeah, you know, I used to do triathlons. Mm-hmm. I would love to get back into that. But the reality of it, my timeline right now, where I am in my time, is not my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to still be realistic of that. And there's a lot of other things I do.
Mm-hmm.
We hike, we bike, we just take the dog for a walk.
Right.
So there's all kinds of areas of exercise that we can take on.
That's a really good point of like phases of life and how something that worked for us when we were 18 or something that worked for us when we were 25 might not work for us when we're 40, when we're 60, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's really easy to get caught up in, well, I used to be a marathon runner, or I used to be a tennis player, or like whatever, and then get discouraged because that's not what you still do, and realizing that it's a different phase of life and it's time to try something different. What your body's able to do and what you enjoy doing may be different, and that's okay.
Yes, you know, exercise, I tell people, it's my mental medicine.
Yes.
And generally, I can go about 2 days and that's it. I've
right.
got to at least get out and walk just to have that release. I feel like I don't have a lot of stress in my life, but we all do. It's
right.
just in how we all handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But the exercise has played such a critical part in my life in dealing with that
right.
and being healthy and staying healthy. We will always have modern medicine. And when sometimes we say, oh, we want to keep you healthy and out of the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, we're not working against them. We'll always need that modern medicine side. But anytime we can improve quality of life, if a disease were to hit this individual
mm-hmm.
Or their family member, they are more apt to help with the situation.
That's
so,
right.
you know, quality of life is just key, no matter what age that you are in. And
for
the
sure.
older we get,
the more important
the more
it
we
is.
Realize it. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back to when you were talking about, you know, making it easier on yourself by packing your gym clothes or throwing your tennis shoes in the car or whatever. It made me think of a book I read a few years ago about, you know, lowering the barrier to entry on these habits. If you're thinking about, hey, I need to go to the gym, but you also have job and kids and all the things we're all doing, it's really easy to let that stuff go. So instead of trying to convince yourself you need to go to the gym for an hour, just tell yourself, okay, I'm going to put my tennis shoes on and I'm going to commit to 2 minutes. We can all commit to 2 minutes. And if all you get is 2 minutes, cool, that's a win for today, check the box.
Absolutely.
However, most of the time, once we get our tennis shoes on and we've been going for 2 minutes, we're probably going to keep going.
Yes.
You know, get our 15 or 30 or whatever minutes in that we're shooting for.
Yes.
It really is just like lowering that barrier to entry and making it happen.
Yes, and I tell people the hardest part is starting.
For sure.
The hardest part is walking through the doors of a fitness center
mm-hmm.
or a exercise program or a meeting a new friend. I mean, it just applies to all aspects of our life.
Right.
And so if we can trickle along the days and the weeks to where we get to that ultimate starting point,
right.
that's okay too.
Yeah.
And, you know, society leads us sometimes to think we have to be perfect in everything.
For sure.
And especially in the health and wellness industry, we tend to see the perfect Barbie doll, and that is so untrue.
Right.
If you will look around, everybody is different.
Yes.
Every single person is different.
Mm-hmm.
And their needs are different. Their exercise is going to be different. So we just have to find out what fits our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use the word trickle a lot because I have individuals that say, you know, I'm trying to get my spouse or my friend to come in and join.
Yeah.
And they just want. And I said, look, you keep going
mm-hmm.
and you just trickle.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk about how good you feel. They see you being consistent.
Yes.
They see you feeling better. And you just trickle those moments to them. Mm-hmm. And
set a good example.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I want to touch on what you just said about being consistent, because really, that's really what it's all about, is mm-hmm. being consistent. So it's not about finding the perfect workout program or the perfect split. You know, for a long time, back when I used to work out more, you would hear a lot about splits and like, this day's chest day and this
Absolutely,
day's leg
yeah.
day and this day's cardio day. And everybody spent so much time trying to figure out what the perfect split was.
Right.
You know,
Still do.
Yeah. So who cares? Just show up every day. Yes. You know, do something most days and you'll be good.
Yes.
For most people.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, if you had planned on going for a walk on a Wednesday and you don't make it, to your point earlier, don't wait till Monday to start again. Start back on Thursday.
Right.
You know. Or it's Wednesday night and you're about to go to bed and you realize you didn't get any movement in. Do a 5-minute yoga stretch or whatever. Consistent. Just keep showing up.
Yes, and that's a big question that I get too is, how much should I do this? How many days should I be able to exercise? Mm-hmm. I've spent enough time with people and in this industry to read people really well.
Right.
And that comes with asking those questions about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I can pretty much, for the most part, talk to them and figure out, hey, I can't tell this individual I want you doing something 6 to 7 days a week right now.
Right.
Because they may have a very stressful job. They may be taking care of parents, kids, whatever our life deals us. And then here I'm going to come in and say, oh, well, I want you exercising 6 to 7 days a week, 2 hours a day.
Right.
No, that's not feasible. Yep. So we back up and we get those long-term goals within our guidelines and we tell them, look, this I think will fit your schedule right now.
Right.
And we really try to get them to understand what you said, whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes.
Right.
Be consistent with that. Mm-hmm. Be consistent with those habits of nothing interfering in my exercise program.
Right.
Looking ahead at my calendar, when can I plug this in? Can I attach 5 minutes to my phone with the alarm to get up and move?
Yeah.
And so being consistent in that instead of, oh, well, I'm going to go exercise this Monday and then 3 weeks later I'm going to go exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we finally get a day in. That's great. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to try to find a little more time in there. And again, that's when that friend or that expert can help.
For sure.
Find some time in there or give some of those ideas and reassurance that they'll be okay to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, the great thing about kind of only to starting small, I guess, one of the benefits to starting small is that you really kind of start to rack up the wins and build your confidence.
Absolutely.
You know, if I go on Monday and I work out too hard and I'm sore and I don't go the rest of the week, then by the end of the week, I'm kind of down and discouraged and not feeling great about myself. But if most days I got in a little something, then I'm starting to feel like, okay, I can do this. This is something I can do, something I can achieve.
Exercise is a huge promoter of self-confidence.
Yes.
Where in a world, sometimes we don't necessarily get that a lot.
For sure.
And the other side of the exercise tends to come nutrition, where a lot of times we have failure in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We mean well, but things get in the way.
Right.
And so the exercise part, I coach people as well on that and tell them that exercise is something achievable.
Mm-hmm.
When you finish exercising in any amount of time that you can give, you have produced a positive outcome for that opportunity that you had.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike we maybe take our meal prep that we've had or we're going to do good today and the coworker comes in and says, hey, let's go to this new restaurant.
Right.
Well, we tend to feel failure at that time.
Right.
And so the exercise plays a huge part in our other healthy living goals to where it does produce that positive outcome.
Yeah, that's great.
And gosh, you just feel better.
For sure. So I want to end just by touching on the fact that most people can start exercising right away.
Right.
But if they have a health condition, what should they do?
First and foremost, you want to get clearance from your physician.
Okay.
General practice healthcare provider. We at the Wellness Center have certain guidelines that we do acquire physician referrals for.
Okay.
I tell everybody I've not been turned down yet.
Right.
We may have some guidelines and usually we can acquire those for that individual, which means they don't have to necessarily go and make another doctor's visit.
Okay.
But you definitely want to take heed at your physical limitations.
Mm-hmm.
If there are any diseases that affect your activity levels, medicine.
Okay.
Anytime we start an exercise program, we might have medicine in our body that's going to increase the circulation of that, which may have a more effect with that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to be aware of those outcomes. Mm-hmm. And again, talking to a professional is great. But just starting to get those in line. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, somebody has fibromyalgia and they walk into an exercise facility and that individual immediately starts talking about, oh, we're fixing to start using heavy weight. And, right. you know, I want you on this bicycle for 30 minutes. And then we're going to be on the elliptical this minute and rowing. That's a trigger that I need to walk out.
Yeah.
Because that's not what is prescribed for individuals with fibromyalgia.
Gotcha.
So, the medical fitness side does play a huge part in the disease-health relationship. Mm-hmm. So, just, you know, take caution with any diseases that the individual may be battling or any physical limitations. Mm-hmm. We work with individuals who have some physical limitations. They may be in a wheelchair. They may be on crutches. But there's a lot of that body that still is able to move and stay moving. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so those were two really great points. The first one is if you have a health condition, so whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, talk to your doctor. It doesn't have to be a visit, probably. You can just call them and get clearance to get started.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, you mentioned medical fitness facilities. So North Mississippi Health Services has several wellness centers throughout our region. And they're great facilities and they're medical fitness facilities. Will you just touch on what that means for people who might not know?
Absolutely. So a medical fitness facility is basically a facility where we deal with individuals who have diseases.
Right.
We tend to have a little more education in that area. Mm-hmm. We work closely with the healthcare provider in providing the best exercise program we can according to that individual's needs.
Right.
And I tend to boast in a medical fitness facility because of the quality.
Right.
We tend to be a little on the safe side.
Right.
Meaning that if an individual comes in and I start working with them on their exercise program, my goal is not for you to be so sore that you cannot do anything for 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. My goal is to let's start out to where you feel good that first day, that next time you come in, we add a little more to it, and you progress into a likable exercise program.
Right.
And, you know, also recognizing I have members that they have fibromyalgia, they have arthritis, they have good days, they have bad days.
Sure.
We are there to help them through those days and to remind them, hey, let's back off a little bit today. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe do more today because you do feel better.
Good. Yeah.
And we're just able to know that individual, to understand the disease relationship within an exercise program, and to also work with our professionals. Mm-hmm. Somebody might have had a heart attack. They go through cardiac rehab. Mm-hmm. We continue that exercise program when they left cardiac rehab, and then we help them progress into a general exercise program, meaning maybe they might add a day or more to that. We start some strength training. We let their body heal from the incident of disease.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, so just to wrap it up, just a reminder that this small step, so for the next 2 weeks, don't get overwhelmed, but start building in a little activity into your daily life. Just make it a goal every day to just take a few extra steps, climb a few extra stairs, whatever that looks like for you, and just start moving your body more and you'll start feeling better. And don't worry, we'll be back in a few weeks with another activity step where you can start increasing your activity to recommended amount. So if you're worried like, oh, this doesn't seem like enough, that's okay. Do it anyway, and we'll be back with more improvements in a few weeks.
Yes.
Emily, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Folks listening, you know, follow us on social media. We'll be posting more information about this on our social media accounts. We have an e-newsletter that's going out that'll have more info. And we look forward to seeing you back in a couple weeks with our next small step. I hope you have a great rest of your day.